you involved in an inappropriate relationship with Diana Karamykov?
No.
Are you involved in any relationship with Diana Karamykov?
Well, a professional relationship. She's worked with me on a number of very significant and long cases over a number of years. We're friends, but no, there's no improper relationship.
Not a relationship of any sexual kind?
No.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Are you going to sue the newspaper?
Well, I'm considering my options, but at this stage, my principal concern is the health of Victoria's Prosecution Service and the Office of Public Prosecutions, and I've got to concentrate on ensuring that they're not damaged by what's happened over the last 24 and 48 hours, and we've got important work we have to do, and we want to get on and do that.
So the relationship that you have with her, would you accept that you have promoted her beyond her level of apparent expertise?
Well, I didn't promote her. She was promoted, if you can call it that, by the on the recommendation of the Attorney General to the Cabinet and the Cabinet to the Governor and Council. The process was that I made a series of recommendations to the Attorney General back in April of this year. In fact, I recommended that seven lawyers be appointed as to different varying levels of Crown prosecutors, senior Crown prosecutors and associate Crown prosecutors. They being the three levels we have in Victoria. And I made those recommendations to the attorney back in April. The attorney decided that in order to bring some independence and rigour to the process, that he would have my recommendations independently assessed by an independent panel. That panel was convened. It was led by the Victorian Government Solicitor, John Kane. The people, the nominees, my nominees, were interviewed by the panel and assessed by the panel. Ultimately, the panel concluded that every one of my seven recommendations were entirely appropriate, that they were qualified and suitable for appointment. That was then put before the Attorney General, who proceeded to make the recommendation to Cabinet, and then from Cabinet to the Governor and Council.
It was on your recommendation that she was appointed?
I made the nomination to the Attorney General, that's correct, yes.
Are you playing favourites?
With who?
With Diana Karamykov.
No, not at all. No, it was my assessment that she was entitled to be promoted. She was an outstanding advocate. She's an outstanding lawyer. And my judgment was that she had the training, the expertise and experience to hold that position. And my judgment has been vindicated.
In what way has it been vindicated?
By the independent the assessment of the independent panel.
Has it been vindicated by her performance in the job since she took it on?
She's a fantastic advocate, no question about that. In fact, there's been a number of comments made by both the judges and magistrates before whom she's appeared, as well as police and victims, about her conduct in court and her preparation and work. She's an outstanding lawyer and advocate.
Is your confidence in her capacity supported by others who are required to work with her, including your deputy, Gavin Silbert, who is said to not share your view of her capacity?
Well, Gavin Silbert has never expressed any concerns about Diana to me. Nor has anybody in the office ever expressed to my face any concerns about her or capacity or her appointment.
The relationship, the working relationship with Gavin Silbert and also the Solicitor for Public Prosecutions, Craig Hyland, how would you describe that at the moment?
My personal relationship with Gavin is strained at the moment as a result of this matter. Our professional relationship continues and we work together as we must in the interest of the criminal justice system of Victoria and the victims of crime. And my relationship with the Solicitor for Public Prosecutions, Craig Hyland, is perfectly fine.
I'm told, in fact, that you hardly talk to each other, you and Gavin Silbert.
No, we talk and we have to talk on professional matters. And in fact, I'm on leave at the moment, but before I went on leave, he and I sat together in a committee where we discuss and the allocation of cases to Crown prosecutors and outside counsel, we talk and meet and do our business as we must.
Have relationships within your office become dysfunctional, Mr. Rapke?
Relationships between whom?
Well, between you and Craig Hyland on the one hand, you and Gavin Silbert on the other hand. Decision-making, a collegiate environment that's supposed to foster a culture of cooperation, I'm told it's become dysfunctional and people can barely communicate other than when they absolutely have to.
Well, whoever's told you that has told you incorrectly. That's quite wrong. The work done by the office is excellent. Morale in the office is high. The quality of the work is consistently very high, and we achieve excellent results as the data in our annual reports year after year indicates, and then that continues.